每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
6月20日，白昼将近。那时，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀驾云降临。路加福音21章27节。一个小女孩听到时钟敲了13下，她气喘吁吁地奔向妈妈说，妈妈，现在比什么时候都晚了。世界上几乎每个人都会同意，现在比什么时候都晚了。人类正疯狂地冲向某个巅峰，圣经里也准确预言了这个巅峰是什么，一个崭新的世界即将到来。通过现代科技成就，我们就可一瞥新世界的样子。如果不是因为人性的败坏，人类自己就可以实现新世界。但是，人类对上帝的悖逆成为自己的绊脚石，悖逆的代价就是死亡。再优秀、再聪明的领袖也难逃一死。圣经教导说，按着定命，人人都有一死。希伯来书9章27节。今天全世界都在盼望有一个像亚伯拉罕·林肯那样伟大的领袖，但是林肯也难免一死。上帝要使用天使把时间带进永恒，让每一个活物有新的生命。今天即使是知识界也在谈论时间将要到头了。从生态、医学、科学、道德角度来看，时间似乎都不多了。几乎从任何角度来看，人类在地上的时间好像都不多了。人类正在自我毁灭。人真的会自我毁灭了吗？当然不会，神另有计划。耶稣基督的第一次降临是神计划的开始。耶稣第二次降临时，神的计划就完成了。作为基督徒，你和我都可以满怀喜悦地期待那奇妙时刻的到来。让我们一起祷告。天父，我们何等感谢你将你的儿子赐给我们。我们期盼着耶稣再来的那一天。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
June 20th, later than ever before. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Luke 21:27. A little girl heard a clock strike 13 times. Breathlessly, she ran to her mother and said, Mother, it's later than it's ever been before. Almost everyone throughout the world will agree, it's later than it's ever been before. The human race is rushing madly towards some sort of climax, and the Bible accurately predicts what the climax is. A new world is coming.Through modern technology and scientific achievement, we are catching glimpses of what that new world is. If it were not for depraved human nature, man could achieve it himself. But man's rebellion against God has always been his stumbling block. The penalty for man's rebellion is death. The best leaders and the best brains have many times been stopped by death. The Bible teaches that it is appointed to man once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Today, the world longs for a leader such as Abraham Lincoln, but death took him from us. God will use the angels to merge time into eternity, creating a new kind of life for every creature. Even today's intellectual world speaks of a point when time will be no more. Most scientists agree that the clock of time is running out, ecologically, medically, scientifically, morally. Time seems to be running out. In almost every direction we look, man's time on Earth seems to be running out. Self-destruction is overtaking us as a human race. Will man destroy himself? No. God has another plan. That plan was inaugurated at the first coming of Jesus Christ. It will be completed at his second coming. You and I, as Christians, can look forward to that climactic event with joyous anticipation. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for sending us your Son, and we look forward to the day when Jesus will come again. In Jesus' name we pray.